All right, good afternoon to all the saints at Mawa. I bring a greetings from the saints in St. Vincent and the Grenadines and from my home assembly in Chumaka. We are much thankful for your prayers, for the work there, and in particular for the prayer for my ministry that the Lord has entrusted into my hand. Just to let you know that the Lord has been blessing the work. And again, I thank the saints for the prayers in terms of my vehicle that the Lord has provided a replacement, and we thank the Lord for that. We have been having some wonderful sessions on the radio broadcast that is aired every Sunday evening at 1:30. It's very encouraging to meet persons on the street who would tell you what the program meant and to ask questions. And even those who would telephone or even those who would call from outside of St. Vincent. We have persons who would call from England, USA, who listens to the program every Sunday. And they would ask questions, some would even request prayers and counseling, which we are glad to have offered. And the prison ministry continues with much success, and we are much encouraged. But there are some challenges at the prison ministry in that the time that we are always allotted, sometimes we never started on time because the officers never seem to be professional in doing that part of the service. So we need to pray for that as well. And sometimes the prisoners are placed in, normally they'll be brought outside in the court where they'll hear the gospel. But at times they will have them inside their cell. So we have to use our voices. So we thank God for the opportunity still. And then also I like us to continue to remember some of the boys that are considered troubled boys, and they are now renamed boys at risk. These are some teenagers who have been brought up in homes that are abusive. Most of them have encountered abusiveness, and so they end up making trouble, and so the court send them to this home, and so they always label themselves as bad boys. But you know, the Lord has been good in that we have been able to have practical subjects. And when I dealt with the subject of abuse, you see many boys begin to cry. Because many of them have been physical abuse, sexual abuse, verbally abuse. Some have been abandoned by their parents, and so they roam the streets, end up in trouble. And so we need to continue to pray for these boys. It has grown so encouraging that they've asked me to increase my visits from one day to maybe if I could come every day, but it's hard to do it every day, having a tight schedule myself. So I am praying about increasing my visit to maybe another day in the week. But I also am praying about having personal counseling with some of these boys who have been severely affected by abuse. And I want us to continue to pray for our dear young boys as well. And our Bible camp, I will return back on 5th of August. We will be having our Bible camp from the 9th of August. Again, last year the Lord has saved 21. And we thank the Lord that some have been added to the meetings. And we continue to ask your prayers for that as well. And then following that, I will go to Trinidad for a week of Bible camp as well, followed by a week of gospel. Again, I request your prayer for this thing. Let's turn a while in the book of Exodus, the 3rd chapter of Exodus. And here we're going to look at someone who was not born by accident. He was born at a time that God had timed it well. And I want to say to us that none of us was born by accident. Even if somebody is born by being a mother who was raped or some other form of pregnancy that may occur, none of us was born by accident. And all of us was born for a purpose, and God has a plan for all of us lives. Exodus, the 3rd chapter, from verse 1. Now Moses was standing the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mount of God. The angel of the Lord appeared to him in a flame of fire from the midst of a bush. So he looked, and behold, The bush was burning with fire, but the bush was not consumed. Then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. So when the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, God called to him from the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, do not draw near this place. Take a sandal off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. We want to sit here for a while. Now, Moses came at a time when a decree on order was made that every male child ought to be killed. And Moses' mother would have thought about that. But maybe she put a plan in place that she considered smart. But I believe that the Lord had a hand in all of that. That Moses was placed in a basket, as you all know, and was placed on the river Nile and was let in that river. Now, that was a dangerous risk. But God has a plan. Or God had a hand in that. God had a purpose for Moses' birth. And God has a purpose for every one of us, but none of us is here by chance. God has allowed us to be alive for a purpose in his life. And I remember in my own personal life, when I was 4 years old, I was very sick. And I was rushed to the hospital and I was told if I had arrived 5 minutes later, I would have been dead. Now, I am alive still. I'm now 62 years old. 58 years after that. And so God has a timing in everything. Moses' birth came at the right time. God wanted a deliverer. And maybe this afternoon God wants somebody here to do a service for him. And in chapter 3 we are looking at the preparation for Moses' service. And God is preparing our hearts every day for his service. Now, it began with Moses being occupied. He was looking after the sheep for his father-in-law. He was being trained in shepherding. He was being trained as a leader with a tender heart, with a caring heart. And that's what is important in serving the Lord. We must have a caring heart. And that's the field which God placed Moses in. As a manual task, that he will learn the rigors or what it means to take care of sheep. He was to be a leader. But then, Moses, while doing that, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, not in a normal way, in a flame of fire. Now, if we have to sit in Moses' shoes, we are in the field. Well, I grew up on a farm as well, so I know what it means. I used to take care of sheep and cows, goats, etc. That's what my father did. He was a farmer. But you are in the field and suddenly you see a fire. The bush is burning, but it's not consumed. There's fire in the bush. It raises your curiosity. I need to know what is going on. So God wanted Moses' attention. And maybe this afternoon, God wants our attention. And maybe there are things that God brings into your life or has brought into your life that he has brought that you might get his attention. I do not know what your situation or situations are, but the Lord has a purpose for you. The Lord has a plan for you. The Lord has a program for all of us. And so he got his attention, Moses Jr., to see the bush that was on fire, but the bush was not consumed. Isn't that amazing? It shows the greatness of God. Our God is a great God. Yes, the bush was on fire, but it was not consumed. Our God is a God of power. He's a great God. We cannot limit the power of God in our lives. None of us can. And again, I want to refer to an experience that remains with me for a long time. And it might be hard to get rid of it. At every Christmas, I normally carry some goodies, as I normally say, for the different institutions. And it was Christmas Day. I had just gone to the mental health center, and on my way back, there was a cut in the road. And then, so there was another vehicle traveling on the opposite lane. So he was in my lane. So to avoid the accident, I swung on the other side. And the hole was big enough that that my car should have dropped into it and be covered. But it's like something took that car on its four wheel, head right over that cut and landed there safely. The guy in the vehicle stopped and came up to see if I was okay. I told him, yes. So he said, what happened? I said, I don't know. But I believe an angel took my vehicle and carried it over on the other side. Beloved, that's the greatness of God. There's nothing that God cannot do. When he calls and he sends us, he protects us. And so Moses saw the bush burning, but it was not consumed. That's the greatness of God. There's nothing that God cannot do. He is not limited in his power, in his protection, in his preservation. He's not. We sometimes limit him by the way we think. But with God, all things are possible. And then Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush does not burn. God got Moses' attention. He was now curious. I want to see. Yes, this got to be strange. Indeed, it was. But now God had his attention. And the Lord saw that he turned aside to look, and God called to him from the midst of the bush. Brothers and sisters, maybe sometimes we are so occupied with what we are doing that we don't hear God's voice to us. And so sometimes he has to do things to get our attention. Moses was occupied tending the flock of his father-in-law. And maybe we are all occupied in various occupations, various ministries, various callings, that we do not hear the voice of God. So God wanted his attention. God had a mission. God had a plan for Moses, but he wanted his attention. And God has a plan for every one of us in this hall this afternoon. There's none of us who are saved by chance. We are saved to serve. And God has allowed us to be alive, not by chance, but because he wants to use us greatly for his service. And that's why you are here today. That's why you are alive. Because God has a plan for your life. God has a purpose for your life. And God has a mission for us all to carry on. So, the Lord called to Moses. But notice Moses' response. Moses said, here am I. How often have we heard God's voice speaking to us? How many times have we recognized, yes, God is calling me? But sometimes we fail to respond. I remember quite well a young man back in St. Vincent. He was very active in the meeting. But one day he got into some problems family-wise. Then he went from the assembly, he got into adultery, and he lived his life away from God. But you know, he said something, I'm going to come back. I'm going to return to the Lord. But sadly, one day, while attending a funeral and on the way from the funeral, he collapsed and he died. He never returned back to the meeting. Many times we have heard God speaking to us, and we say, yes, but you have a reason, but you always follow it. But, yes, Lord, but, yes, Lord, I will, but, and keep on putting it off, procrastinating. But Moses said, here am I. He answered to the call of God. Are we answering to the call of God in our own lives? I remember my own life, when the Lord called me into the ministry, I delayed it. I keep on putting it off. I said, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. But I had my own plans in place. I want to be at a certain level financially before I launch out. But one day we were having an outreach, a gospel outreach. And as I was sitting in that vehicle to go and pick up some of the saints, the wheel of that vehicle flew off. It was heading over a cliff where something held it. Then, you know, the Lord spoke to me. He said, you could have died. Why are you keep on putting it up? But my problem was finances. I wanted to be at a certain level financially so I could take care of myself financially. And so, and of course, I was young then. My whole life ahead of me. Sometimes God speaks to us and we keep on finding excuse not to go. But Moses says, here am I. And we later learned in Moses' story that how he found an excuse not to go to Pharaoh. But here it was that the Lord said to him, do not come near Moses. Take your sandals off your feet, for the place wherein you stand is holy ground. And I want to suggest that these may have various interpretations. But take your sandals off your feet. Sandals is made by men. Feet, we wear the sandals to protect us. So that when it comes, when he has to come to God's presence, all of man must not be seen, must not be present. So God wants us, when you are in his presence, that which is of man must be put aside. The sandals get dirty. And our lives get dirty. And so when we are in his presence, when he wants to use us, all of man must be put aside. It must be him and him alone. And it takes faith to walk to a fire barefooted. And say, serving the Lord, it requires faith. That's part of the preparation, faith. For the place where he is standing is holy ground. God's presence is holy ground. And in God's presence, that of man must be put aside. All what God requires is his holiness. What is of him, what is of me must be put aside. What is of man must be put aside. But also faith. How could I go to a fire barefooted? Walking on a fire barefooted. Will I not be burnt? That's the question that will come to mind. So it requires faith. So Moses had to step out in obedience, barefooted, and walk by faith to meet the Lord. Beloved, that's what the Lord wants of us today. That we step out in faith. That it put aside all of man. And let the Lord be the God that he is. The mighty God. Would God call Moses to a burning bush, barefooted, and allow him to be injured? No. Would God call us to do something for him and there's trouble? No. No. He is a great God. A mighty God. He is our protector. He preserves. When he calls, he makes his promise. He says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. He says, Lord, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the ages. The psalmist David said, yea, do I walk to the valley of the shadow of death. And what? Fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. We can say amen to that. It's a big hallelujah to that. That our God is great. He is mighty. He makes his promise, but he never breaks a promise. And so Moses had to take the sandals off his feet. He had to go to meet the Lord in that burning bush, barefooted, empty. And that's how we must meet the Lord, empty. Nothing of ourselves. We must meet him. Then the Lord spoke to Moses. He introduced himself. He told him who he was. And the Lord knows all of us. He knows our heart. He knows the fear that grips our heart. He knows the thinking, the way we think. And indeed, the Lord said to Moses in verse 7, I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt, and I've heard their cry because of the taskmasters, for I know their sorrow. But he said to him, I've come down to deliver them out of the hand of Egypt. Now, Moses was the one who was to be sent on that mission. He was to go up against a man that was ruthless, a man whose heart was very wicked. But the Lord protected Moses. The Lord sent him. The Lord saved Moses. When he was placed in that basket and sailed on that river Nile, the Lord watched Moses and the Lord protected Moses because he was born the right time for a purpose. And all of us here have a purpose while we are alive. He was born because God had a mission for him. And none of us is here by chance. God has called all of us to his service for purpose. And maybe you're not yet, if you're not yet a child of God, the Lord has allowed you to be alive because he has a plan for your life. And the first thing you have to do is to give your heart to the Lord Jesus. If you have done so, he has not just saved you to warm the benches, but to do the bidding or the mission for which he saved you for. Moses had that. He could have been dead, but he was spared miraculously. It was not by chance. And none of us is alive today by chance. God has a purpose for all of us. But in the fulfillment of, in execution of that mission, there are many challenges that Moses encountered along the way, which we will not look at. But the fact is that God called Moses. He brought him to a place where he could have his attention. We could have introduced himself. We could have let him know that yes, he has seen and has heard the cry of his people. Incidentally, Moses was raised by his own mother. Isn't God wonderful? Put everything in place because Moses was a servant of God. He was chosen, he was born for a purpose for which God wanted him to do or to be involved in. And so God has saved every one of us who are saved for a purpose. And everyone sitting here this afternoon, if you're not yet a Christian, I'm saying to you, God has a purpose for you. God has a plan for your life. And the reason why you are alive today is not by chance, but by divine intervention, or by God's divine calling. God has a plan for your life. And if you're not yet a Christian, it's time to be saved. Don't delay, because God has something for you. And if you're already a Christian, but it's not yet serving the Lord the way he wants you to, say, Lord, what will thou have me to do? Because Moses was called. He saw the burning bush. It was on fire, but it was not consumed. God's greatness. There's nothing that the Lord cannot do. With God, all things are possible. Paul says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Yes, Moses saw the sight. He was curious. I want to see what's going on. But the Lord was calling his attention. And today, the Lord is calling our attention. He wants us to serve him. He wants us to give the best of the remaining years of our lives in his service. Moses considered himself not qualified, not the right person for the mission. But that was no excuse. We could look at ourselves and we could say we are not qualified. I do not know much, but it doesn't matter. The Lord wants you, and so he has been calling you. Maybe you felt the Spirit of God speaking to you so many times. Maybe you have found the reasons not to respond. But like Moses, let's say, here am I. Like Moses, let's take the sandals off of it, that which is of man. Let's take it off. Let's put it aside. Let's go into his presence. Barefooted. Nothing of man. Simply by faith. Trust in God for preservation. Did the fire injure or harm Moses? No. God spoke to him. God met him there. God wants to meet with us. Maybe there's somebody here this afternoon that God is speaking to you. But maybe you have said, Lord, I don't think I'm ready yet. I need to put X, Y, Z in place. The Lord wants to meet with you. Maybe as you reflect on your own life, the things that occur in your own life, and you wonder why. God is trying to get your attention. And I trust this evening that we select Moses, here am I. That we'll be obedient to what the Lord says. That we take all that is of man away. Come into his presence simply by faith. Recognizing his holiness. Recognizing his power. His might. His preservation. The greatness of God. And indeed, listen to the voice of God. Have we been hearing God speaking to us? It's time that you listen. But not only listen, obey his voice. Act upon what he says to us and do his will. Let's close in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you for speaking to our hearts. Lord, sometimes as human beings we are stubborn. We are hard to give in. But Lord, we ask that this evening that you'll break that stubbornness that may exist amongst us. That you'll listen to your voice and that we say, Lord, here am I. That, Lord, all that is of man, we might put it aside. Help us to recognize your greatness and to realize that you are indeed the great God, the Holy One, who requires holiness, Father. Lord, just we thank you for speaking to us heart this evening. We pray that if there be anyone here this afternoon, Lord Jesus, who are on the verge of making a commitment but have been lingering, Lord Jesus, that you help that individual to let go, listen to your voice, obey your voice, and say, Lord, here am I. Lord, we all have challenges in our own service for the Lord, but help us to walk by faith. Lord, we give you thanks for Christ's sake. Amen. Amen.